to give the ring to the bride.
I just went to a wedding a month ago and went right through this ceremony. Let me see, they call him best man.
That's right. And one of the women who stands up for the bride, she's not the maid of honor, but she's one of the other women. What are they called?
Let's see, what do they call her? They had five of them in this, all dressed in pink.
Mm-hmm.
Bridesmaids.
That's right. And people who are related to you are your...
relatives.
Okay. And people who aren't related to you are...
Are we still talking about a marriage ceremony?
No, just people who aren't related to you.
Friends? Acquaintances?
Okay. I love those hummingbirds. This is a little change of topic. Now, these questions are all about houses and things inside houses. This type of house that you have is what kind of house?
This is referred to as a patio house.
Huh.
We share a... All of these houses share a wall with the adjoining house. Mm-hmm. That wall belongs to that house.
Uh-huh.
And we have our yard, and there are no windows in this wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm. creates privacy
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true of all the houses up here. You have this same arrangement where you have one wall that gives you privacy and you have no windows in that side of your house.
That's interesting.
All of the windows and doors open up this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
now, there are other names, patio houses, you know, they're all different kinds of... Others, trying to think what others might call them. In a gated community like this is,
mm-hmm.
gated meaning that at the front entrance you either have a gate or it was constructed so you could put up a gate
mm-hmm.
at some future time.
Mm-hmm.
This group of people that live in Balcones have never elected to put up a gate, but it's constructed and laid out to come in, make a big loop, and go back out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that permits you to have the protection of a gated community.
That's clever.
there are quite a number of those in El Paso.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought this was a kind of special in that way.
No. In fact, if you go out of here, the very next thing up on here, behind us up here, is another gated community.
Mm-hmm.
If you... do you know, are you familiar with Los Felinos?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is in this... It is... let's see, Los Felinos would be below St. Francis Church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to tell you, but in that general area, there's another one called Balcones that is down in the Coronado Country Club area below St. Francis Church.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Las Casitas, which is the big development up on the mountain, has probably 150, 200 houses in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gated community.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of
a sense of security.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?